Hi there. Welcome to the From Lab to Launch podcast by Qualio, where we share inspiring stories from the people on the front lines of life sciences. Tune in and leave inspired to bring your life-saving products to the world.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to From Lab to Launch by Qualio. I'm Kelly Stanton, and today's episode's going to be fun. We will be chatting with Meg Sinclair, who is the Manager of Quality Operations here at Qualio. Meg will be the new host of From Lab to Launch, starting soon. So what better way to introduce her than right here on the podcast? Meg has over 10 years of experience in quality assurance, regulatory affairs, and compliance across a range of industries, from nonprofits to medical device startups. Like many other quality professionals who start out in another field or department, Meg found quality after starting her career in public health, but her career path has always been about improving the lives of others, which aligns with Qualio's vision. Meg started with us back in 2020, building out our own quality system to achieve our ISO 9001 certification, followed on not too long after by our ISO 27001 certification in 2022. Meg was also an instrumental part of the Qualio Plus program, where we provide the necessary procedures and advisory level guidance to our customers as they're coming on board with Qualio. So let's bring her in so you can all get to know her. Hey, Meg, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Kelly. I'm so happy to be here.
All right. Well, so tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure. As you said, I started my career in public health. One of my first jobs was actually teaching reproductive health care in high schools. So that was a fun job and certainly taught me to think on my feet, teaching such a hot topic for high school students. And then from there, I did some more public health. I dabbled in social work. I even led a team of case managers for a time. And then in that, doing quality assurance as well, making sure the customers that we worked with, who were folks with developmental disabilities and intellectual disabilities, were getting the care and services they need. That's a really underserved population. So it was really great work to be doing, but hard work to be doing. So from there, I pivoted and really, that's where I really found quality and kind of in that compliance piece. And from there, just kept growing in the quality worlds, working for healthcare and then into industry with a medical device startup, which was really fun and really gave me a lot of opportunity to see the quality system as a whole, rather than I think sometimes quality professionals kind of do just supplier management or just audits or just document control. Being able to do a whole quality system was really fun and really enhanced my experience as a quality professional.
That's awesome. Yeah, it gives you kind of a broad view of the world.
I like that.
You've worn many hats. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I like that bird's eye view and that big picture. So being able to see the whole quality system is really fascinating, and that I enjoy that very much.
It's good. I think it makes you a better professional when you can see how it all plays together, right?
Yes.
Since it is all related. Well, you've worn many hats in your time here at Qualio, and here you're also about to put on another hat as the host of From Lab to Launch. Tell us a little bit about you and Qualio and how you got started here and what you've been up to.
Sure. I've been a part of the team here at Qualio for about 3 years. I came on in 2020, the height of that pandemic, and we helped build our own quality management system. And in just 3 short months from when I started, we got our ISO certification. So that was a very quick implementation and a quick project.
It was.
Thinking of my feet, I think, from previously in my career really came in handy again. Being able to adapt quickly and move quickly on that project was really important and really key to my success here at Qualio. And then from there, we worked with IT and engineering and our security teams to get our ISO certification for 27001. That one wasn't nearly as fast, but a much easier process having already done 9001.
Yeah. The overlap there sure made that a nice addition to the battery, if you will.
Yes. That made that much easier. And earlier when I was working with Qualio, she said I was helping with the Plus program. So helping customers implement their own quality management systems here at Qualio, which I enjoyed as well. Being able to teach others who maybe aren't quality professionals, who were just trying to run their own startups during the pandemic, how to implement their systems was a whole bunch of fun too.
That was fun. I did enjoy that part of the job as well. And certainly here at Qualio, what we strive to do is partner with our customers, help advise them, help educate them when they don't know. And yeah, you were great. You were great for that, for sure. You were instrumental in getting us ISO certified. As you said, that was, it was kind of in process when you got here, but you really picked it up and just ran it across the end zone there. What was the biggest challenge that you ran into during that whole process?
I think it was the timeline. 3 months is pretty tight. The amount of faith that Qualio put in me, though, was amazing. I mean, I had all the tools and the leadership and all the cooperation and collaboration I needed to help make that happen. So that made it easy. I think what made it difficult was the timeline. And then also trying to learn how to use Qualio while I was implementing our quality system. And also trying to reframe my approach on how we needed to operate, because we're not industry. We are software as a service. So thinking about it at 9001 system and not 13485 or something more prescriptive for the life sciences industry. So reframing my mind a little bit, I think.
Yeah, it's almost harder when the standard's a little more broad, isn't it?
Yes, I have a lot more room, but what is this supposed to look like?
Yeah. Is that okay? I don't know.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Was the 27001 journey really different, you think, than 9001?
I don't think so. There was a lot of overlap that made that easy. A lot of things that we already had in place because we had already done 9001. So that made that easy. What might have made it more difficult was our teams who hadn't been through the ISO process before, getting them up to speed with the level of documentation we needed and how we were going to go through the audit, and just that whole experience, kind of the education there, I think was maybe what took that piece a little bit longer on 2701.
Yeah, we definitely rely a little more heavily on those technical teams who, I think, as we all know, are a little resistant to the idea of having to document things or write it down. Doesn't seem important. Why should I do that? So, yeah.
So enabling them to have quality in mind, and it's definitely paid off. It's more part of their culture and their work and their day-to-day now than it was before we implemented 2701. So it's been an effort worth taking.
Definitely. I think it goes a long way with our customer trust too. Well, speaking of the customers, what's your favorite thing about working with the customers?
Sure. I often interact with our customers now in supplier qualification process. So quality agreements and customer audits of our system. So it's really fun to show them how our system operates and how we run our external audits for our customers through Qualio, because I think it's really great for them to see how streamlined it can be, especially for a remote company like ourselves, that we can run these remote audits and get all the audit outcomes and objectives we need without actually stepping foot in an office together and spending entire days looking at policies and procedures together. It's a really great use of everybody's time.
Well, and I think that probably answers my next question. What's the best part about being fully electronic? I think audits are probably right there at the top of the list, huh?
Yes, especially, as you know, we are fully remote. So being across the globe and all over the place in different time zones, it definitely enables us to manage this quality system in a meaningful way, where we're all on the same page. It's all live. It's not pieces of paper floating across the world. I could not even imagine living in that world anymore. It would be. And then I think the traceability, being able to link and tie things together and be able to see things in that way in an electronic system where you can tie all the events you need, all the documents you need together. I think that's, and being able to do that in such a flexible way and being creative with your system, I think that's another benefit of being fully electronic, where binders and such aren't.
Yeah, definitely agree with that. And I would emphasize that to any of our listeners who are out there doing startups themselves. Go electronic. Can't emphasize enough how much easier that makes your life all the way around.
Yeah, and we spend more time, I think, being able to enable our teams to have that quality approach than just simply checking boxes for quality.
Yeah, and it's important to get beyond the check boxes for sure.
Absolutely.
Any challenges with being fully electronic or?
None that I can see that outweigh the benefits of it for us as a remote company. I couldn't imagine a world where we go back to paper or even SharePoint and trying to manage things in an uncontrolled system.
Yeah, SharePoint.
I have nightmares about that.
I know, same. Time in industry trying to manage it out of SharePoint is just, I feel like, yeah, talk about being in the trenches. Holy cow. Not fun. All right. Well, now it's only fair if we ask you questions to get to know you a little better like we do with our other guests. If you could go back to the start of your career, what would you tell yourself based on what you know now?
Learn to code, go to law school. I don't know. No, in all seriousness, I think I would tell myself what will feel like career setbacks, being laid off, a stagnant job market during a recession, when you have poor leadership in a company or you don't agree with decisions being made somewhere. In the long run, those are really opportunities. So just to keep growing and keep an open mind and be flexible and adaptable and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
I wish I would have had that perspective when I was younger. They felt like defeats, but looking back now, they feel like these were great opportunities.
Nice. What is one piece of advice you would give someone who's starting their career in quality?
One piece of advice? I might have two. Be creative.
Seems okay. We can do two.
Okay. One, definitely be creative. The regulations are there to be guardrails, but not so prescriptive that they tell you that you have to do all of these things this way and it has to look like this all the time. Be creative about how you write your policies and procedures that give you the flexibility to do the things you need and meet the requirements that you have to meet. Just because something is cumbersome doesn't make it compliant. So keeping it simple and being creative in how you implement that and what that looks like. This would be my advice to somebody in quality. Think outside the box.
I like that. Yeah, don't get stuck in the box.
Yes. And then I think for any career, really, when you get a great mentor like yourself, learn all you can from them. So I've had some great mentors like yourself in my career and really just try to learn everything you can. So you have been instrumental to my growth here at Qualio. So I thank you for that. And for anybody out there who comes across to Kelly in their life, I hope they appreciate and learn all they can from them.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Been really fun getting to work with you as well. Switching around to your personal life a little bit, what do you do for fun?
I'm based here in Colorado. So in the winter, you will find me either skiing or sewing. I do some quilting. And then in the summer and fall, you'll find me gardening or outside birding, hiking, and staying active. In the spring, I just kind of hide. I don't like the spring in Colorado. The winds are a little much for me. So
it is ridiculously windy today, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Well, Colorado's a good place to be for a skier. So that's awesome. If we found you walking around Barnes & Noble, what section would I find you in?
Probably in nonfiction. I like a good biography or autobiography. One I read recently was around Cleopatra. And it was just amazing to read all that she was able to accomplish essentially at my age. So she was really inspiring. So I always find it interesting to learn about other people's lives and what made them stronger or what made them really committed to their path in life.
That's awesome. I love that. All right. Well, Where can we find you to get connected with you or keep following along with Qualio?
Tune into the podcast. I will be here going forward hosting these, and you can find me on LinkedIn, Meg Sinclair. You can put my LinkedIn in the show notes.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Meg. I'm excited to pass the torch your way.
Thank you. I'm really excited to take this on and have some great conversations with other industry professionals.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of From Lab to Launch, brought to you by Qualio. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe and give the show a positive review. It really helps us out. For more information about Qualio, our guest today, or to be a guest on a future episode, please refer to the show notes. Until next time.